But he has forgotten. This is attachment. He sends Rohini to bring them, but they begin to play hide and seek with Rohini mother. Rohini mother goes there or to bring, but they are running here, there, not coming. And Yashoda mother was thinking, oh, this is the time for taking something. And he is playing. So he seems so worried. Attachment is this. And then he herself goes there. And Krishna playing, he never wants to come, but Yashoda knows so many tricks. And this trick, anyhow, he takes Krishna and brings him. Oh, your father is waiting for you. He is on the kitchen room and he wants to take prasadam, but you are not here, so he is waiting for Krishna and Balaram. Tell him. Anyhow, making so many tricks and he brings. Always worry for Krishna. This is attachment. So if you have no attachment, fit relation with Krishna, oh, wait for pure bhakti, not pure bhakti. Never it can. So this is pure bhakti. But we should know that there are some impure bhakti. These are not bhakti, but we think that it is bhakti. Some relation to bhakti, sometimes no relation with bhakti, but yet in beginning for beginners it may be called as bhakti, but not bhakti. So bhakti is this three kinds. Pure bhakti, constitutional bhakti, karup siddha bhakti. By constitution it is bhakti. And then Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Sangha Siddha Bhakti means, oh, if these things are with bhakti, then they are called bhakti, otherwise not. If they are alone, not bhakti. But if with bhakti, they are bhakti. And when no bhakti, very little semblance, then arup siddha bhakti. Patram pushpamna yat karoti yadashnasi yajyahoti yat tapasyas kaunteyas tat purusham adarpan. Oh, this is arup siddha bhakti, not bhakti. Never. Sravanam kirtan vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam bandhanam dasyam sattham atma vedanam or 64 kinds of bhakti, or they are sulk siddha bhakti. If you are not knowing all these things, you cannot realize what is bhakti. Never you cannot. So you should try to know all these things. And then chant, then it will be bhakti. Then remember, it will be bhakti. Also, Shravana Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, these are bhakti, but sometimes not pure bhakti. If your heart is full of what? Offenses, and full of ignorance, criticizing Vaishnava, so your chanting is not chanting. What is it? If you are chanting, remembering that Krishna should be merciful and he should give me wealth, reputation, position, what is it? This is not also bhakti. You are chanting, remembering, not Swarup Siddha bhakti. But there are so many things that we should try to know all these things, and then you should do. What is Swarup Siddha bhakti? Today, not Yadurani, Shyamrani? Yes. Yes, sir. What is Swarup Siddha Bhakti?
Swarup Siddha Bhakti. The word Swarup means by constitution. So those
that if you are not understanding, you can question. This is like Ishtagosti. You should realize all this. No. That you can tell to others also and help others.
So the question is, what is Swarup Siddha Bhakti? The word Swarup means by constitution. Those activities which in and of themselves are constituted entirely of the limbs of devotional service, such as 64 angas of bhakti, beginning with Guru Pada Shraya Diksha Guru Rasevan Saddhama Pritya Siksha Sadhu Marganugaman, like this, 64 angas of bhakti. Or these have been summarized into 9 categories by Prahlad Maharaj. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Atnam, Vandanam, Dasam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. And among this, especially 5 types are very, very powerful. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vasri Motira Sadaya Sevan, the association of devotees, Sadhu Sangha, and Nam Kirtan, but Nam Kirtan in Sadhu Sangha. Bhagavat Shravan, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, but in Sadhu Sangha. Mathura Vas, residing in the holy place, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, Navadvip Dham, but in Sadhu Sangha. And Srimatira Sradhaya Sevan, serving Sri Vigraha, Thakurji, serving the deity with great faith in Sadhu Sangha. Everything depends on Sadhu Sangha. And among these, especially the Taramadde Sarva Shesta Nama Sankirtan, Nirapraad Nam Lale Pai Premadhan. Prominence of all types of bhakti is Harinam Sankirtan. But it must be performed
yes, you are
in Sadhu Sangha.
Or you should stand up. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And anyone is also doing archa. Always he is engaged in archa with deity, 24 hours. Making flowers, chandan, making chandan, or tulsi chayan, taking bath, making tilak, or Gayatri Mantra, Guru. But he not give so much importance on chanting it. And one is always chanting it, but not doing archa. What is the difference between two? What is the difference? Can you know? Tell. What is the difference?
Well, it seems that one is on the deity platform, the deity constantly, and one is who has attachment for chanting the holy name constantly would be on the at least the Majjhima.
If anyone has taste and which taste he is chanting, then all kinds of bhakti, archan and everything is there. Everything is there. But if anyone is chanting, only doing archan, not complete. Especially in Kali Yuga. Jadapanya bhakti, alaukartabhya sada, kirtanakha bhakti sanjuri. If you are doing archan, even with kirtan you will have to do. Otherwise this archan will have no effect. So like by all the limbs of bhakti. And if anyone is only chanting, remembering his observing this, it means he is doing all things. All the lengths of the bhakti are in but it is essential to chant in the guidance of high class of Vaishnava, in association, high class. If not doing, then it is also not so high. Yadi Krishnam Karved, Sadhu Sangha. What?
What is exactly meant by remembering?
what is exactly meant by that?
What?
What is Smara? Actually, what is Smara and remembrance?
Smara means first our sins. What we have done offense in Vaishnava. Now remembering them, I have done so wrong. Weeping, this is also first in primary state. And after that, remembering Vrindavan, Govardhan, and doing parikrama. If you are more qualified, and you have heard Mahaprabhu Leela and Krishna Leela pastimes, then chant and remember that pastimes. And if you are more having some greed for to serve Krishna in the line of any Brajabhasi, gopis are Brajabhasi, then thinking that in relation and doing the service like Rupa Goswami in Rupa Manjari, he is sitting but he is serving Radha and Krishna. In what way? In Rupa Manjari. So it depends on so many grace. So this is his point. Go on now. Then this is Swarup Siddha. You have told. And then Sangha Siddha. Or anyone other than. What is Sangha Siddha?
Sangha Siddha. Sangha means associating those qualities which, when in the association of bhakti, in other words, when those qualities are in the bhakta, then those qualities also become bhakti, such as renunciation, friendliness, equality to everyone. And when these qualities are not in the bhakta, but when it's just an imitation to appear as bhakti, then it's not at all bhakti. The qualities of renunciation, equal to everyone, friendly, are all automatic byproducts of the bhakta. For example, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, because he's always enjoying the feast and his internal swarup as Rati Manjari with Srimati Radhika, he has no taste for any mundane enjoyment in this world, so he's automatically renounced. But if someone is renounced without the quality of Siddha Bhakti in his heart, then that renunciation is not bhakti. Srila Gurudev also explains that sometimes in the association of a pure bhakta, a neophyte may appear to have bhakti qualities which aren't actually bhakti, but in that association appear to be bhakti.
More? Something? Sangha Siddha? More? Sangha Siddha means that constitutionally not bhakti. Just like Sripad Pinto Arunamala explained for Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Swarup Siddha Bhakti means when any jiva, he offered himself in the lotus feet of bona fide Gurudev. After that, he did so many activities which pleased to Krishna, and that activity, by the grace of Guru and Gauranga, it became tadatma with the tendency of Swarup Shakti. Then it is called Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But here, this is not in Sangha Siddha, it is constitutionally not bhakti, but it is connected with bhakti. So as a associate of bhakti, the good quality of in this world, it is called Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Just like in Srila Rupa Goswami Pada and Adacharya has told that Krishnaika Saran is bhakti, but with this Krishnaika Saran, the Vaishnava has so many qualities. They like merciful and not enviousness, grateful, so many things. if these qualities will be connected with Krishna Ekasharan, then it will be connected as a Sangha Siddha Bhakti. If not connected with Krishna Ekasharan, then it will be only good quality. Just like during fire sacrifice, we are making fire seeds, we are doing wood, sand, color, coconut, so many things. But when we are doing offering in Gurave Swaha, in Krishna Swaha, is Swaha, so it is bhakti. But bringing bread, sand, wood, etc., is connected with that fire sacrifice which are offered to Guru, Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, Sri Krishna, Brajaparikara, etc. If it will not be connected with the fire sacrifice, it is not bhakti. But all these things is connected with fire sacrifice, which you offer to Guru, Gauranga, etc., then the Sangha Siddha Bhakti.
Can you tell what he told in brief?
Pujapad Manav Maharaj, he just explained that when the sadhak has surrendered to Guru Krishna and is offering everything in the service, then the sadhak becomes tadatmik and one is performing dance to root for the bhakti. But one who is surrendered to Krishna, then so many good qualities will come, such as humility, tolerance, renunciation, etc. So these qualities that arise, which are connected with one surrender to Guru and Krishna, then that is Sangha Siddha Bhakti. And if one is not surrendered to Guru and Krishna, these qualities are there, then these are just worldly qualities and they're not connected with Bhakti, so they cannot be called Sangha Siddha Bhakti.
Understand? All clear. Oh, there are so many devotees here. I am here. Our Swamiji is here. The persons will tell, oh, a very excellent quality of devotees are there. All are devotees. Can you tell that those who are here, all are devotees? All are devotees? Never. All are not devotees. High class. But which are sadhu, pure sadhu, they are also taken as a sadhu. Pure devotee, but not pure devotee. As you, in worship of Krishna, you are taking flower, any flower, and giving it to Krishna. Then it comes to Krishna, and Krishna is very beautiful, takes it. But if flower is not given to Krishna, then what is it? No quality. So, the things which are not related to Krishna, the qualities what they told, are anything not related to Krishna. Oh, swabhavik rupse, nature. But with bhakti they are considered to be bhakti, but actually not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Only if they are connected with bhakti, then something is there, otherwise no. Like a person is always speaking true. He is very merciful. If anyone is sick, anyone is any problem, he quickly goes and helps them. This is good thing. But if there is no bhakti and all the qualities are in Maya body, then that will be called Sangha Siddha Bhakti? Never. Also like in 64 kinds of bhakti, is there any
where book distribution? Anywhere? To make a garden? To keep cows? Gurukul? And all other things? Make hospital? Make charity? Or to open any business to support? Not. But if any garden is done, any devotee is done, that source will be given to Krishna. And really he gives, then this garden also can be added like Arushiddhava. But not if it is no Savanan Kirtan, Vishnu Smaran. So if a man is doing only gardening, making his schools, all these things doing, will pure bhakti come? Never. So this is called Arop Siddha Bhakti. Arop means? Superimposing. Actually not bhakti. If cows are there and some milk is taken and given to Thakurji, then it is connected. Then it may be taken as bhakti. But there are so many cows and it is not given to devotees or Thakurji. As a business it is going on to for business, to making money. And market, money is where going? Where going? In the pockets of so-called devotee. So this is not also. A man is distributing books. Very good. Also in means of much preaching. But if he does not go very deep in that book and no realizing any nectar from them, then what is this? This is karma. Only this is karma. All this what I told, open a hospital, to establish a hospital, cow sales, book distribution, everything. What is it? It is like a karma. And that is why I know those who are top in this, in the list, where they are now? They are not. In divorce online, you know. So this is not bhakti. Because they thought that, oh, by doing so, we'll go to Golok Vrindavan. And that bhakti will come. But where they are? So this is not bhakti. You should come where? Swarup Siddha Bhakti, pure bhakti. What is that? Anna Vilasita Sunna. Even pure bhakti will not do. So your pure means Swarup Siddha Bhakti will not do. It has so many gradation and stages. If anyone is chanting name that I should be powerful by this chanting name like Hiranyakashipu, and then I will finish all my opposition. What is this? Basic tamasic. Rajasic bhakti also, to have so much affluence and so many things. I will have so much position, all will give honor to me. Or this is not also bhakti. By this, you can have all these things very easily, like Mayavadi. Sometimes symptom of sattvic bhav comes. Why? Very easy, by chanting name we will be liberated. And thus, after sattvic bhav comes. But what is this? This is pratik. Pratik means not bhakti, cheating. So you should try to know all these things and try to chant pure name. Shravanam first and then Kirtanam. What is the meaning of Kirtan? What is the meaning of Kirtan? What is Kirtan? What is the meaning of glorification? Not Kirtan, like Mridanga and all others, Karta.
It is not for the pleasure of Kirtan.
As you call it, oh.
Jiva Goswami Pad in Sri Sandarbha explains Kirtan is Oshtaspandanam Mahatmya Kirtanam. Oshtaspandanam, that means this.
Louder there.
Oshtaspandanam, that means when sadhak chanting Lord's name and she lays this also. That is as called as Kirtan. Oshtaspandanam also Kirtan. At this
when
you
say Kirtan doing and not coming,
that is the Japa. And then Krishna.
Oh, Kirtanam means anything like Sukadeva Goswami. His Kirtan is best Kirtan. Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, all these things. Remembering and speaking to audience. It may be in the shape of also of Kirtan. But if the limbs are what?
Not moving.
Like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, Krishna is very beautiful. He wants to play with you. Oh, with mother, Yashoda. And this whole Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. Anyone telling to, and not his doing Kirtan like this. Even it is Kirtan. And it is high class of Kirtan. Sometimes in this false ego comes. And without harmonium and without anything you cannot do. And if you are doing, but your voice is like what? Then it may be that they will not like. And if he has so much love and affection for Krishna, and he is weeping even, oh, you will not like. But that Krishna is pure. Swarup Goswami telling Harikatha. Mahaprabhu told Harikatha to Swarup Goswami's Sanatan Goswami other. Oh, this is high class of Kirtan. Not only doing. It may be that those who is doing Kirtan with harmonium and keyboard and with what? He is most ignorant person. He may be lusty. No quality of devotion. But they can call from Bombay what? What name? Oh, Hema Malini. In our Iskcon temple. And she can. Ganeshaya Nama, Ganeshaya Nama. Ganeshaya Nama, Ganeshaya Nama. Civil thing. And all this class. So what is this? This is bhakti. But all these things are going on. And for how? Why they are called? But because so many persons will come. About lakhs. What kinds of audience will come? All lusty persons. If anyone coming to see Hena Malik, that you can know that what type of person or crowd is coming. And here? Oh, the ticket was for one person was 25,000 rupees for one ticket. And they collected. So, five Malnika. And is it bhakti? And she, will she give bhakti? So, it is not. And that is why they are ruined everything of Swamiji. Everything. So, you should know all these things. So, what I was going to tell about? Kirtan. Any ugly person, no harm. He should be pure devotee, like Sukhdev Goswami. Oh, even naked, no harm, like Nityananda Prabhu Sukhdev Goswami. No one know any art, any qualification of the world. But he can do kirtan, most kirtan. If his voice is like donkey, no harm. No harm. All will be attracted and it will be Shuddha Bhakti. We must hear that. So this is kirtan. Naam, Rup, Gun, Leela and all remembering and to remember others, to make inspiration to other hearts. So we are doing kirtan. Myself doing kirtan. I cannot do kirtan now like Prabhu. What Prabhu? He is also devotee, very good devotee. But, oh, I know Prabhu, what name? Oh, very beautiful, sweet voice. Very good. Oh, there are so many, it may be so many good devotees who can do kirtan. But, oh, those who are a high class of Vishnu, not knowing kirtan this, but they are kirtanya. So we should try to know all these things. Kirtanam. And then anukirtanam. Anukirtanam what? After that, hearing all these things, you will be qualified and then kirtan. Hear from your Gurudev what he is doing, kirtan. And then, you should explain it to others. Your bhakti will also be developed and defined, and others can be also developed in Krishna. Upagiyaman, like this. What? I told? What? Always chanting, sometimes doing kirtan, no mala, even no horn. At the time of sleeping, oh, mala will be there. But you are sleeping, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Automatically it is coming. This is also kirtan. You are glorifying Krishna. Any devotee, like Sukhdev Goswami, has he mala when he went to Vrindavan to pacify gopis? Oh my, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, we should consider all these things. This was confusion. He could not clarify, that is why I told to you to tell. He couldn't. Anything should be told clear. that is one. It is for sadhatma means, oh, they are like associates of Krishna in Braja. So Siddhartha, no. Whether he is sadhatma or not, he is doing kirtan, this is Swarup Siddhartha. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Vismaranam, all doing, whether he is a high class or lower class or nothing, but all are Swarup Siddhartha. But Swarup Siddhartha has so many grades. If sadhatma, very high class. If not, even tamasi, rajasi, mixta, or pure, even pure, purest, like Prahlad, Hanuman, Uddhav, Pandavas, Gopis. There are so many.
So my question, so anybody that's doing bhakti,
the master,
etc.
There are no qualities that are coming, then that's standard for the bhakti. Powers, humility, etc. So confusing, not clear, at least for me, maybe for you also. Standard for the bhakti, but maybe I can explain. What I understand is that we want to develop certain qualities and we practice bhakti to become
if tolerant. There is no bhakti, but qualities are there. No bhakti at all. If bhakti is there and due to bhakti all are coming, then they are all bhakti. This is clear? Any doubt? Where there is no bhakti, but all the qualities are there, so they are not bhakti. But if it is connected, if they are in any devotee, then they are Sangha Siddha. Oh, from practicing and to all, oh, they are in grace. Oh, beginners. Beginners are doing. Beginners, Sangha Siddha Bhakti. They don't follow Swarup Siddha. Never. They never chant and remember. Only they try to increase all these things, their qualities. Then Sangha Siddha. Otherwise, in Siddha Bhakta, no Sangha Siddha. Pure Bhakti. That all things are. Those all are pure bhakti. There, Srinadapi Sune, Sarurapi Sahisuna, and all in Raghunatha Goswami are highest bhakti, pure bhakti. But if anyone has no bhakti and he is beginner, he never wants to chant more. He never wants to hear Hari Katha, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. He always imploring for developing his all qualities, then Sangha Siddha. Some connection, but he is giving praise on what? Like anyone not chanting, not remembering. No relation with all bhakti. But he wants to practice astrology. And he is doing astrology. Then what is it? But he takes tilak, mala, and sometimes he chants. But what? This bhakti is what for? Then it will be self-siddha. For beginners. Arasiddha is also like that. He can tell, but he should not try to develop only tolerance, like a stone. My Gurudev is saying that you should be tolerant like a stone, and you should be stone, try to be stone or tree. 4 feet of bhakti, to increase bhakti, tolerance is not seen in Samasit. Gau Premanande. Try to hear Kirtan from or developed devotees. This question will not arise. Understand?
Some persons say that.
What?
That first you thought
they're preaching
from India,
and they
say first just think of the name, then
when
you get more advanced, then think of the form.
We should follow Rupa Goswami from beginning. Rupa Raghunath, Haridas Thakur. We have not come to follow any other person. They may tell so many things, the sutras. What? What Rupa Goswami has told from beginning? Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhav Mahadava. Try to follow all these things. Oh, our Goswami and Mahaprabhu has given a lot of khajana, treasure for us. You can discover from them. Oh, all ratna, jewels will come. Nothing to ask from any other person. We don't want to listen from any other person. What? We all are ignorant, and 5,000 like you are doing kirtan, it is not kirtan. It is not kirtan. What is kirtan? In the guidance of a very developed devotee, if you are doing, then it will be. No harm. In his guidance, how he is teaching us to do. Oh, clear vision of this. What he is telling, how he is telling. Cheto darpan marjanam bhav maha. In Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told that how, oh, you should take initiation first, be related with Krishna, with sambandha jnan, with giving up all offenses and all these things. And if then you are doing kirtan, then it is kirtan. Otherwise not. So this following, where your guru is present or not, no question.
So how it will be
better? If you will hear from any realized person, from Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, for Maharaj was there, listen me, like Swamiji was there, then certainly results will come, good result. But if you are hearing from any devotees who can sing very well, but full of ignorance, attached to worldly requirements, sense gratification. This is not pure names, not Sabda Brahma. It is what? What? Only Sabda. Or it will not affect anything. Never.
In ISKCON,
I am not going to tell ISKCON name.
No, but it is.
But,
it is taught to all the devotees that we should not think about anything, only hear the sound vibration of the name.
So why all began to fall down? Is still they are going? Why? Oh, this is the process that Rupa Goswami told in this process. Bhakti Vinod Thakur had told the process. In this process you will have. Only this will not make vibration or and it will purify the vibration. It can. A many high class of Vaishnava is doing, chanting them, like Haridas Thakur, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. when select A.C. Bhakti Vedanta and all others like this, then whole atmosphere may be changed. Some result will come. Otherwise, if Hema Malini is singing Hare Krishna, a crowd will come and they will quarrel, and some bricks and everything will be, oh, like this, and it may be worse. Big problem. So, all names know. As much as you can, you cannot do, you should pray to Krishna, he will manage. If you are surrender, then he will listen. He may send, he may come. Gaur Premanandi. According to your
state.
And if I am doing, not Arukshita. Also, like this, or so many publishers having no bhakti and they are publishing so many books. Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavatam, is this bhakti?